Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Al Reed Show.
Such is life. Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin with a grin when Mr. Gloom comes around. Don't let him in.
We do so hope that one and all you'll join us in this 30-minute close-up of the way we live to find some of the fun we've missed. Yes, looking at life and turning it into laughter, here's Al Reed. I just sat down reading, you know, and I heard this bump upstairs while I rushed up and there he was on the landing. I didn't know what to do. He's that heavy, I couldn't shift him, you know, and everything's showing up. I had to cover him up the best way I could, you know, and his own coat. Well, I was in a right stew. I ran down, ran across the road. Well, they were out and went next door. No light there. I didn't know what to do. So I went back and, as I say, there he was, sat up in bed reading. I thought, right, monkey.
Do forgive me. Did I disturb you? I'm awfully sorry. Mind you, these are disturbing times, and especially when such vital issues are at stake. I mean, we all like to sink back in that armchair with a paper and solve the problems of the world. But do we? You've hardly time to work out where we're going to get the battleships and planes for defense, let alone where we're going to get the thousands of millions to pay for them. And what does the wife say? When are you going to get a latch on that gate? That's the wife from the kitchen. Gate, why? What? I'm sick and tired of telling you about it. It's been bang, bang, bang all night again. I don't know. What with that gate and that alarm, tick, 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 tick in my ear, you flat on your back snoring your head off. Must have heard that gate 3 or 4 streets away. It's a wonder to me we've any gate left. I don't know what's come over you. You have no interest in this house at all. It's anything for the easiest with you. So you wedge it open with a brick until my mother fell over it. Then when you roped it up, nobody could get in or out. All that fuss we had when the men came to empty the dustbins. I won't forget it, I won't. I'll give them we are bin men, not mountaineers. Well, all right, I'll soon fix the gate for you. You touch nothing. Seen your fixing before. The rows we've had over that lock on that bathroom door. You see, you fixed that. And the first time you had a bath, I had to run round for the joiner to get you out. Now, we don't need to go into all that. No, well, I've had enough of it. I'm having that gate put right. I've asked them to send a man down to make a proper job of it. A man just to put a latch on the gate? Why do you do things like that? Good heavens. It's only 5 minutes of a job. It's only a matter of 2 screws.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Will you come and give us a push with this lorry? No.
Pardon?
I say, can you come and give us a push? We're stuck.
I can't see what that's got to do with me.
You will do. It's stuck in one of your flower beds.
Well, I thought you'd come to fix the gate.
Gate? You can forget that. I say you can forget that. That fell in bits as soon as he took the injured off. Have you seen your gate post?
No.
Rotten right through. I wouldn't hang me hat on there. Never mind a gate.
Well, they were dug in firm enough.
Aye, that's what we thought. We've had to rip your pants up to get them out. And that's a job we never expected, you know. I say that's a job we never expected.
No, it was just a latch, really. You see, my wife...
Have they said anything next door about this wall?
No.
They will do. You only need to touch and that wall's over. How long have you had this rockery here?
Well, it's only just been put in.
You'll have to come out. See, this gate should open the other way altogether. Of course, I wouldn't have the gate here at all if it was me.
Wouldn't you?
There's only one place for that.
Oh?
I'd have it built on the side of your house. Of course, it'll block your coal place up, but you could always bring your French windows open and put your coal through your lounge.
Well, it seems such a lot for just a gate.
Well, that's what I'd do. I say that's what I'd do. Please yourself. Doesn't matter to us one way or the other. I say one way or the other doesn't matter to us. But in any case, you'll need that wall pointing. How far up, I can't say. I'll tell you better when we get your scaffolding up. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Do you mind if I take one of these bricks?
No, what for?
If I don't wedge that gate tonight, my wife will throw me out.
What better after a worrying day than a night out with the boys? Have some fun, that's the thing. But as you get home, fumble to find your key and realize it's later than you thought it was, you've hardly time to shout through the letterbox, "It's only me, love." And what greets you? "It's a wonder to me you're the cheek to come home at all." That's the wife from the kitchen.
How do you mean, love?
Where do you think you've been till this time? This is the fifth night running we've had this caper. You can just come out of that oven. I've given your tea to the cat. And whose hat have you got on? You're getting with the wrong set altogether. See, it was 1:15 when they trundled you home last night. You'd been somewhere... And come here. Come here. How long have you been using women's perfume? I'll have you followed one of these nights. Not safe to be let out. I heard all about the works dinner, getting yourself sat next to that Sylvia out of the office. I heard all about it. Whispering to her and saying we're entitled to do this once a year. And putting your arm round her and saying, "Come on, let's do 3 years in." I heard. Who told you that? I've noticed before. You make too much fuss of her. It was just the same at that dance we went to. You see, you were all over there. I could have smacked your face when you helped on with that fur coat. Then when I asked you to pass mine, you said, "Oh, what did you bring that thing for?" I never. Oh, yes, you did. Not at all. Yes, you did. Well, isn't it marvellous? Time you realize you've got a home and responsibilities. Seem to think if you just show your face and throw a shovel full of coal on, the rest of the night's your own. Getting that way, I only know you from the back. Well... I'm entitled to a bit of pleasure. No pleasure for me. And I'm just about sick and tired of it. And I'm going to bed. You'll come home here one night and find me missing. What a performance.
Would you credit it?
Mind you, when it's all boiled down, we could spend more time at home. Nowadays, there's no need to go out for pleasure. Hours of undisturbed enjoyment are provided by the miracle of television at your own fireside. You only need the screen to go blank a couple of times and everyone to have a go at the knobs, a few flashes, and you begin to wonder if you bought the right set. Cheerful Charlie they send round from the shop to put it right doesn't help. You've met him.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Is that your television set?
Yes.
It's another of these, Tommy. We've got a right load of junk here, fun. I say we've had more trouble with these than soft mick. Well, we've just left one now. We've tried everything we knew, didn't we, Tommy? Had all the valves out. He checked the wiring, not a glimmer. Switched on and he nearly went through the roof.
Did he get a shock?
Not half, it was working.
Well, if you could just have a look at mine.
Plug it in, Tommy. Switch it off quick, I can smell something burning. Does the picture keep going round with lines running from top to bottom with everything 10 feet tall and 3 inches wide?
Yes.
I wonder what's causing that.
Well, I was told it was the best set on the market.
Rubbish.
Hey?
Never in this world.
If you could just get it going.
Get it going. You'll be lucky. I say you'll be lucky. There's no telling what'll drop out when we take the back off that set. The rate it was smoking just now, we might find anything from a blown fuse to a packet of fags.
Oh, dear, and there's a good program on tonight.
They want locking up.
Hey?
They do that, they do. I say they do. There's a fella on the other week doing a golfing sketch about as funny as my Aunt Fanny. Well, we just laughed at him. If you'll take my advice, he'll stick to his sausages.
For cheeky youngsters, you'd go a long way to beat the kid I saw in the hairdresser's shop the other day. Came in with his father, and from the moment he got inside the barber's shop, none of us had a moment's peace.
Are all these people before us, Dad? Are they, Dad? They, Dad? Dad, are they all before us? Why don't you answer? My mother won't half shout when we get home. You should have brought me last week like my mother said, shouldn't you, Dad? Instead of leaving things till the last minute like you always do. Oh, look, there's Mr. Jones. He can't find a seat. There's one over there. He's racing that old man for it. He'll get it. He will, he won't. He will, he won't. Oh, that's not fair, is it, Dad? He's tripped him up. Hello, Mr. Jones. Where's your other face? Oh, yes, he has, Dad. Told Mother he was two-faced yesterday. Hello, man. Is that a beard or have you got your face on upside down? What's the matter with his head, Dad? What's the matter with his head, Dad? Is it shiny on top? What do you keep telling me to hush for, Dad? I'm only asking a question. What's the matter with his head, then? Bald? What's bald, Dad? Hasn't any hair. And why, Dad? Why, Dad? Why? Why, Dad? Dad? Why? Why hasn't he any hair on? Did it come off? Will mine come off, Dad? I'll be bald then, won't I? Dad! Will you still love me when I'm bald? Hey, Dad! Dad! Have you seen what it says on that notice? Children under 7, half price. Why did you tell the barber I was 6 when you know very well I'm 8 and a half? Hey! Hello, Mr. Barber. Hello, Mr. Barber. My dad has a strap like yours. How are you going to hit that gentleman with it? Oh, see? Look what you've gone and done. You've knocked all my marbles out of me hand. There's one rolled under that barber's chair. Shall I get it, Mr. Barber? Well, I'm only telling you for your own good, because if you step on my marble while you have that razor in your hand, you might slip, and if you slip, you'll cut that gentleman's ear off, won't you, Mr. Barber? If you cut that gentleman's ear off, can I have it?
Mind you, when it's all boiled down, we do take a bit of looking after. Little boys. That's what we are. A lot of little boys. And we're so easily led. I mean, take any crowd of men round a bar. It doesn't matter how good your intentions are. Once you get among that lot, you're trapped. There's always somebody who won't take no for an answer. You've met them.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Is yours a pint?
Pardon?
I say, get this down. There's another coming over.
Oh, not for me, thank you. I've got to go.
Wedge that door, Tommy. You're having one with me before you go anywhere. I still owe you four from last night.
I don't think so. Anyway, I'm already in one school.
Well, not this back. You're in another.
Hey, no. Play the game. I'm going home.
Going home? Don't tell me that tale. I say, don't give me that. Hear that, Tommy? I've got to beat you at snooker yet. Two bitters.
Oh, no. I've a bit of sense. I can't play snooker at this time.
You can't play snooker at any time, but you're having a game with me. Have they told you where we're going when you're finished here?
I'm not... going,
You're coming with us, I'll tell you. I'll tell you that now.
Hey, no, I'm going to get shot.
Well, you're coming with us first. Not worried about the missus, are you?
No, but she'll be wondering where I am.
I wouldn't give it a second thought. Do you know where she is?
Yes.
Well, what are you worried about?
Well, she does lose her temper.
And you let her. Hear that, Tommy? You want your brains washing. Won't you have your supper ready when you get home?
I shouldn't think so.
I wouldn't stand for that. I would not. See, you want to let her get to sleep and make her get up and cook your supper. And then don't eat it.
Well, you see, she'll be in bed now and I've no key. I wouldn't care, but I had such a lot of trouble getting out.
I'll lay you 6 to 4, you've more trouble getting in.
Oh, don't worry. I'm the boss at our house and she knows it.
Aye. Well, by the time you banged on the front door and got her out of bed, I think you'll find there's been a change of management. Well, this lad's at it, if anybody has, haven't you, Al?
Hi.
Out late, brought him home. Kicks on the door, won't get up. Push him through a window. Next morning, wrong house.
Oh, dear. You've got me worried now. Is there any chance of me staying at your house?
You staying at our house? Do you think if I thought my wife would let me in, I'd be stood here talking to you?
Well, I want you to help me because here and now we're taking the lid off the joys of motoring. The motor car's first appearance on the British highways was at the end of the 19th century. In those days, the law compelled a man to walk in front of each motor car waving a red flag. But, of course, that was years ago. Today... How different today. And the moment you have to pass your driving test, you become a wanted man. The eyes of the law are on you. You've only got to try and park your car. By the time you've been caught in a traffic jam, caught in a one-way street, been called a few names, been pushed twice around the block to find a space, been pushed out, edged in and sandwiched, walked away and left it, you begin to wish you'd come on the bus. And have you noticed there's always some cheerful Charlie leaning on it, waiting for you to come back?
Is this your car?
Yes.
You've left it in a funny place, haven't you? I say it is a funny place to leave it.
Well, it doesn't say no parking.
No, it doesn't say bus stop, but there's one just running into the back of you.
Oh, dear. I'd better try and get it started.
Started? The two policemen just covered themselves in oil trying to stop it. He's taking your number.
Oh, dear, I'd better get it shifted.
You'll have a job. They'll let your tires down. Of course, I blame the authorities. I defy anybody to work this lot out. Well, you can see for yourself. Just look at these signs they put up. Waiting restricted, 6 to 6.30, but not more than 30 minutes in any one period of 2 hours. Even days this side, Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Whitmondays only, but not before sundown. You only need Good Friday to drop on a Thursday, and we're all in the car.
But, of course, we can stop all this if we leave our car in an official car park. In a matter of seconds, you can back your car safely into the smallest space merely by following the directions of the man in charge.
Come on, come on, come on! Left hand down, hard over. Get your left hand right down. Left hand, left! Whoa! You'll have to go forward. Go on. No, don't straighten up. Forward on that lock. Now back as you are. Back as you are. Right hand down a shade. Come on. Come on. You have 6 inches. Right hand. Right hand. Right hand. Whoa! Hold it. Hold it. Don't do anything. Luke, when I say right hand, I mean right hand facing me. Is that clear? Now, we'll try again. Now, straighten up and go forward. Forward. Forward, I said. You know, you're not helping me at all. Now, come back at that. Come on a mile. Come on. Come on. See, don't keep watching that side. I'll do that. Look, if it'll help you at all, shut your eyes. Now, go forward 6 feet. Now, back on your other lock. No, no, no! You're on the lock! Whoa! Switch it off altogether and come out. Leave yours where it is. I'll shift all the others. We're never going to get you in at this rate.
Get me in. I'm not trying to get in. I'm trying to get out.
Do forgive me. We don't seem to be able to do without that, do we? Mind you, there are so many things in life we can't do without. For one thing, we wouldn't get very far without teeth. Good teeth are worth taking care of, and at the first twinge of pain, we should all know how to deal with the trouble, to remain cool, calm, and collected. But do we? Let one start to ache in the middle of the night, and what do you get?
If you're going to do a war dance, either draw the curtains or get something on.
It's the wife from the bedroom.
War dance? Why, what's...
I know you've got a bad tooth, but you'll not perish. Like a big soft kid at times, and stop beating your head on that bedstead. That's the third night running we've had this pantomime. Well, I'm worn out with it. I thought we could get a decent night's sleep, but I'd willingly have two of mine out. And see, if you're going to keep stuffing that sheet in your mouth, use your arm. Well, it eases it. I've no patience with you. You'll do anything but have it out. Just look at this bed. It's full of bits of cotton wool soaked in vinegar. You see, last night, I begged and prayed of you not to have that treacle toffee. Then at 3:15 in the morning, you're clamoring for a hot water bottle and a scarf. I knock them up next door to borrow a match, and when I get upstairs, I'm greeted with, "Don't come near me, it's stopped." Well, it comes in spasms. Well, I've got to live with that tooth. I'll drag you down to the dentist tomorrow morning. Just about fed up with you and your tricks. Somebody tells you to try swilling your mouth out with whiskey, and by the time you've got it numb, you're halfway through the second bottle. Well, I couldn't feel it for 2 days. You couldn't feel anything. Well, my opinion, you're frightened to death of going near that dentist. Not at all. Oh, yes, you are. All you men, you're all alike. You're all soft, a lot of you. See, if you had one half to go... Now, that's enough. You only let him have a look at it. He'd put that tooth right in tune. Have you finished? Not fair that I should go without sleep. Have you done? I have one more night like this, I'll... Oh, get back in bed. And what is there to be frightened about? Going to see a dentist. Nowadays, the gentle understanding that exists between dentist and patient makes a visit something to look forward to. By the time you've walked past the door a couple of times, climbed the steps, taken a few deep breaths and plucked up courage to ring the bell, you begin to wish you'd never been talked into it. And the cheerful Charlie you find sitting in the waiting room doesn't help. You've met him.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Are you having any out?
No, I only came to be examined.
I shouldn't depend on it. Fella before me had 3 out, and he only came to read the gas meter. There's one in there now going through it. I say there's one in there having a rough passage.
Why, can't he get it out?
Get it out? You can't even get him in the chair. It's been murder in there, hasn't it, Flourish? He'll tell you. He's pleaded with him, he's threatened him, he's tried all sorts. Well, she's been terrified. If I hadn't kept singing "I'll Walk Beside You" to keep her mind off it, she'd have been over. Well, you've heard nothing like it. They've been scuffling round trying to get the needle in him for 3/4 hour. Of course, I feel sorry for his missus.
Why, is she in with him?
No, she's gone to find a policeman. I bet you're suffering.
What?
I say, I bet that's giving you some jip.
Well, no, as a matter of fact, I... Just at the moment, I can't feed it.
You will do. He has a nasty habit of breaking it off and leaving half in.
Well, as long as he can just give me a quick check.
That's a good one. I say that's a good one. Hear that, Florrie? You'll be lucky if you come out with your gums.
Well, I heard he was very obliging.
Ah, he is. That's the way you've got to watch him. If you want one fill and he can't find the hole, he'll make one. And he'll show you no mercy,
won't he?
He's a bad un. And watch him with that drill. He only drilled one for me. And when I complained he was going too fast, he had me working the foot treadle.
Well, I don't know what to do now. If he takes again tonight, my wife's going to throw me out of the bedroom window.
Good idea. And when she does, tell her to hang on to the tooth and you'll both be happy.
Life's that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to strife. One thing I've found out, there's nothing you can do about it.
Such is life.